Violet and Klaus sighed and walked to the centre of the stage. And I do not think I have to describe this tiresome show any longer. You can undoubtedly guess that the two eldest Baudelaires were forced to eat another ear of corn while a small group of people laughed at them, and that Colette was forced to twist her body into unusual shapes and positions, and that Kevin had to write his name with both his left and right hands, and that finally poor Sonny was forced to growl at the audience, although she was not a ferocious person by nature, and would have preferred to greet them politely. And you can imagine how the crowd reacted as the hook-handed man announced each person and forced them to do these things. The seven or eight people laughed and shouted cruel names and made terrible and tasteless jokes, and one woman even threw her cold beverage, paper cup and all, at Kevin, as if someone who was both right-handed and left-handed somehow deserved to have wet and sticky stains on his shirt. But what you may not be able to imagine, unless you have had a similar experience yourself, is how humiliating it was to participate in such a show. You might think that being humiliated, like riding a bicycle or decoding a secret message, would get easier after you had done it a few times, but the Baudelaires had been laughed at more than a few times, and it didn't make their experience in the House of Freaks easier at all. Violet remembered when a girl named Carmelita Spatz had laughed at her and called her names when the children were enrolled in Prufrock Preparatory School, but it still hurt her feelings when the hook-handed man announced her as something hilarious. Klaus remembered when Esme Squalor had insulted him at 667 Dark Avenue, but he still blushed when the audience pointed and giggled every time the ear of corn slipped out of his hands. And Sonny remembered all of the times Count Olaf had laughed at all three Baudelaires and their misfortune, but she still felt embarrassed and a little sick when people called her Wolf Freak as she followed the other performers out of the tent when the show was over. The Baudelaire orphans even knew that they weren't really a two-headed person and a wolf baby, but as they sat with their co-workers in the Freak's caravan afterwards, they felt so humiliated that it was as if they were as freakish as everyone thought.
"I don't like this place," Violet said to Kevin and Colette, sharing a chair with her brother at the caravan's table, while Hugo made hot chocolate at the stove. She was so upset that she almost forgot to speak in a low voice.
"I don't like being stared at, and I don't like being laughed at. If people think it's funny when someone drops an ear of corn, they should stay home and drop it themselves."
"Kewoon,"
Sonny agreed, forgetting to growl. She meant something along the lines of, "I thought I was going to cry when all those people were calling me freak." But luckily only her siblings understood her, so she didn't give away her disguise.
"Don't worry,"
Klaus said to his sisters.
"I don't think we'll stay here very long. The fortune-telling tent is closed today, because Count Olaf and Madame Lulu are running that important errand."
The middle Baudelaire did not need to add that it would be a good time to sneak into the tent and find out if Lulu's crystal ball really held the answers they were seeking.